Wish you all a happy Divine Mercy Sunday as we begin this beautiful celebration, the conclusion of these 8 days of Easter and the continuation of the Easter season. So happy Divine Mercy Sunday, everyone. There will be two parts to this homily. The first one will be a brief homily. Reasons for that. Number one, it's Divine Mercy Sunday. I'll spare you. Number two, we need to get on to one of the very important things we're going to do tonight, which is fully initiating and completing the initiation of four of our young people through the sacrament of confirmation as we're getting into confirmation season. And last but not least, there's a spot waiting for me at the Saints Ball and a glass of wine, and it already started. Short homily, confirmation is what we have tonight. On this Divine Mercy Sunday, there's a story told, a true story. It was in Reader's Digest some years ago. Man was driving way too fast late one night, and he saw the flashing lights of the police car in his rearview mirror. He pulled over, rolled down the window in his old station wagon, started to think of an excuse that he could give to the officer, maybe try and get out of it. When the patrolman reached the car, he said nothing. Instead, he shined his flashlight in the man's face, then into the face of the seven-month-old that was sitting in his car seat. Then he moved the flashlight to the four other kids who were all asleep in the back. And then his flashlight reached the way back, and there were two dogs scurrying around. Returning the beam of light to the man's face, he uttered the only words of that encounter that evening. "Son, you can't afford a ticket. Slow down." "You can't afford a ticket. Slow down." And he extended an act of mercy. Justice would have demanded a ticket. Pay the fine. Get the points. But instead, the officer that night extended mercy, made the choice. "I will spare you. What you cannot afford, I will pay for you." Brothers and sisters, on this Divine Mercy Sunday, this conclusion of these holy days of the Easter octave, we celebrate the fact that Jesus Christ, in dying on the cross and rising from the dead, paid a price that we could never pay. He spared us from the eternal fires of hell. That's worth celebrating, I think. We can forget about it. We can downplay it. We were in the clutches of Satan himself. And Jesus climbed up a cross and said, "I will pay the price for you. You can't afford it, but I will. And I will do this for you. And then when you sin again, I will do it again. And then when you sin again, I'll do it again. And as the blood and water flows out of my sacred heart, you can drink from that fountain whenever you want, so you don't have to go to hell. And nor do you have to be miserable on this earth. So not only do you not have to go to hell, you actually can experience tremendous joy and peace right here in this messy little planet we call Earth. And if we think for one moment that everything's going to hell in a handbasket, imagine what we would be doing right now had Jesus Christ not climbed up on that cross, died, and rose 3 days later. Imagine. I don't even want to for a second. So Divine Mercy should be called Divine Gratitude Sunday. Thank you, Jesus, for not only sparing me hell, which is what he did, but for giving me a taste of joy and peace in the midst of the struggles, the tumultuous waters of this earth, this existence into which we were born. Thank you, Jesus. That's a pretty good gift. And it's why on this Sunday we have the reading from John chapter 20, where one of the first things Jesus does to prove that point is he goes to the apostles, breathes on them the tremendous gift of the Holy Spirit, same Holy Spirit you all are going to receive in abundance in just a few moments, and says, "The sins you forgive are forgiven, the sins you retain are retained." Gave the ability to forgive sins, his ability, his power, to these apostles, these broken, sinful, unworthy creatures. can now climb into a box into which you and I walk and receive from that fountain of mercy again and again and again and again. It's pretty dang good. That's why we have confession, because Jesus said so. It's why we should go, because not only are we spared hell, we're filled with joy and peace. It's the effect of divine mercy. Not a bad deal. And what do we have to do? Just show up. He already did everything. So what are our homework for this Divine Mercy Sunday? Number one, just if you haven't recently, thank Jesus for sparing you and for sparing me and for sparing your spouse and your kids from our judgment, which was hell. And then number two, if you need to extend mercy to someone in your family or friends, or if you need to ask mercy from someone, do it so that the flow of grace doesn't stop in this heart from Jesus. It continues and goes out and spreads like wildfire. Thank you, Jesus, for mercy. Give and receive it wherever it's needed. That would be a great way to spend your Divine Mercy Sunday.